Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun.
We're back at 17 till the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got something you can read or listen to or watch right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Yeah, that's right. We got new videos. In fact, I think we're going to have two new videos up this week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think, and we ask this a different question every week. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. John Harrison is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a minister as well as a certified financial planner. The man's a renaissance man. And do you play an instrument, John, if I asked you that before?
Actually, I do. I when I was young, I was going to be a professional pianist and had a career change.
See, I told you. See, that seals it, folks. He's a renaissance man. If, you know, you do all these things and play an instrument, and don't tell me you're bilingual, John, because then I couldn't stand that.
No, unfortunately not. I always wanted to be, but I am not.
You've got the English thing down, Pat, so we're glad you're doing that. Folks, John is a certified financial planner. He's helping us with our personal finance right now, and one of the things he's talking about are some things that you can do, different things you can do in every week of the month of August. The first one we just got through talking about is getting your budgets and your income, you know, looking at taking a look at that again and making sure that those things are still in line, what you thought you could do and were going to do and what you thought was reasonable to spend are still valid. What's the second thing we need to do?
Think about exit planning from your business. And that's an important consideration if you've been CEO of your firm for 25 years, and it's an important consideration if your company just got licensed and up and running 2 weeks ago. Thinking about your exit planning will help guide all the decisions you make as you grow and operate your business. And it really affects everything from its legal structure. For instance, if you're a sole proprietorship and you want the business to survive you, then it needs a different legal structure. Mm-hmm. If you want to become a corporation or an LLC or something. And it guides your hiring, because maybe your eventual exit plan is to pass control of the company to a hand-picked successor who's held all the positions in the business and been mentored by you and grown up under you. Maybe it's somebody in the family, and you want to think about getting family involved. So the whole idea of thinking about your exit plan from your business, even if you're having a blast and enjoying it and don't plan to retire anytime soon, it will guide everything from your business organization to your estate planning if you keep in mind how and when you want to step away from the business and what you want to have happen to the business after you've done so.
Could you begin, and back to things that we can do in a week, in a one-week period, obviously an exit strategy, I mean, that could be a 10-year process that you could do. What about, for a lot of folks, an exit strategy, the ultimate exit strategy begins with being able to take off a day. Just being able to take a day off. I mean, if you can't take a day off, if you can't take a weekend off, if you can't be gone from your business for a week, then it's going to be hard to imagine an exit strategy.
Exactly, because it sounds like you are the business. But if you're building something that can survive alongside you and ultimately without you, then yes, being able, you know, showing yourself that that's the case by taking a day and then a week off and realizing that things don't self-destruct while you're gone is an important thing.
Well, you've also means you've hired and have trained and can trust other people to look after your baby while you're gone.
Exactly. And I'm not suggesting that you can craft and fine-tune your exit strategy, you know, while sitting on a beach on a lakeside in August, over the course of 1 week. You're absolutely right. It's a long and evolving process. But many business owners have really never given a moment's thought to, now that I'm in this, do I want to get out of it at some point? Mm-hmm. And if so, ideally, what would that look like? Do I sell it to somebody, to a competitor, or do I pass it to somebody like a family member or employee? Beginning to think those thoughts early will actually help shape the way your business is managed and grown.
And again, for most businesses, 10 years in advance, beginning to lay the building blocks for this is not too early.
Absolutely.
And certainly, I mean, and if you say that you want to retire at 60, let's say, you know, you're not going to be able to pull the transaction off of divesting yourself of your business successfully or as well as you could. More than likely, you're not going to be able to pull that off if you try to start a year before.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a long-term, multi-year adjustment in the way you structure your financial statements, the way you structure your assets, capital allocation, et cetera, isn't it?
It's true. I've seen people who maybe without enough planning woke up one day when they were 59 or 58 and said, you know, I'm tired. I think I want out. Mm-hmm. And they managed to get out, but they don't get anything near the value for their business that they would get had they had some planning.
Yeah, desperate people do desperate things. Don't be desperate. If you don't have to be,
right.
The book is called Making Mammon Serve You. Give us the website again, John.
AspireFA.com.
What do we find when we get there?
AspireFA.
What do we find when we get to your website?
You will find a whole variety of descriptions of the kinds of things financial planning can do for people, and you'll also find information on how to get the book. And just the kind of work that we do with clients every day to get people's money working as hard for them as they did for it.
So check it out, folks. AspireFA.com. The book is called Making Mammon Serve You. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with John Harrison right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.